lights. In all of your lifetime, it's been an easy thing. You want lights? You throw the switch. Lights on, lights off. Hey, y'all, thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House this morning. In Arizona, Saturday morning tradition for almost 30 years. Romy keeps saying 29 years, and I've jumped forward a few months, and I've already said 30. I've already committed to the 30-year. It's coming up in October. We'll be on for celebrating our 30th year on air. And thank you, the Arizona homeowners, for allowing us the privilege to come into your home every single Saturday morning and into your car as you drive around town trying to get errands done to try and protect you from making mistakes as it relates to improvements in, out, and about around your house, home, castle, or cabin, anything from the bottom of the foundations to the top of the rooftops. We will get you covered. If you're not familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com, we've been answering homeowners' questions for these 29.7 years. And the questions that were asked on air get researched and answered. And all those answers live at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. It really is like a homeowner's encyclopedia for Arizona homeowners, whether you live above the Mogollon Rim or below. We've got questions and been fielding questions and researching answers for the entire state for really three decades, you know? And here's kind of one of the reasons why we do it. We got an email this week from Aisling. I think that's how you pronounce her name. I hope that's close. And she says, "Dear Rosie on the House, I've listened to your show in Hawaii and New Jersey on podcasts before even moving to Arizona just last year." This was the lady that called in last week and wanted to know about what garden hose to use in Arizona that would last over a year. So, and she found out about us living in Hawaii listening on podcasts. So I don't know. I don't know how reliable the information is for Islanders, but we all but guarantee the information for those of you that live right here in the great state of Arizona. It's rosieonthehouse.com. We have a blog that goes out every single week. It's an article about some component of your house. If you've logged onto the website and you've asked to subscribe to that blog, it comes to your email every week. And this week we're talking about lighting. And so when my staff decided, you know, let's talk light bulbs. You know, every once in a while when your staff brings up an idea, you think, well, do I give them this just, you know, out of the politeness of my heart and spirit, or should we really go there? And my thought was, yeah, we can cover lighting. I can give it, you know, a minute or two talking about the different light bulbs, and then we'll go on and start answering callers' questions. And then we began the research. Have y'all shopped light bulbs recently? I mean, you get into the light bulb aisle and you need to bring like a dictionary. You need to learn like a whole new vocabulary. So Jennifer was very fortunate to find some folks from GE at the National Hardware Show and on your recent trip to Las Vegas and visiting the hardware show. One of the experts we have dug up is Carmen Pastore Jr. He's joining us by phone from Cleveland, and he's the marketing manager of GE Lighting to talk light bulbs. Carmen, I can't thank you enough for carving time out of your Saturday afternoon.
Well, it's great to be with you, Rosie.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about how complicated you lighting engineers have made the light bulb and the whole lighting industry and the whole vocabulary we've got to learn now just to get down to the store and buy a light bulb.
Yeah, probably a whole lot easier 30 years ago when you started to find a light bulb.
You know, they're all shaped the same. They all work the same. And it was the Thomas Edison incandescent light bulb. And boy, we've sure come a long ways. But man, I can tell you, it makes a difference inside your home. Big difference.
Well, lighting has gotten better. And a lot of that has to do with efficiency and long life. While there seems to be a lot of choices out there, following three easy steps the next time you're standing in front of the light bulb aisle, where it seems like in 96 feet of light bulbs, there's way too many choices, we can help you find what that right answer should be.
And we're talking this new vocabulary I'm talking about. You know, we would always just go to the store, and you knew instinctively, intuitively, do I need a 40-watt incandescent? Do I need a 60-watt? Do I need a 100-watt? Or do I need one of those three-step incandescents that are 50, 100, and 150? And you just picked up your little four-pack and checked out at the counter, and off and away you are. But now you need to know about halogens. You need to know about LEDs. You need to know about CFLs. You need to know about Kelvins, whatever that is. You need to know about lumens. Take us through what a lumen is.
So back in the old days of incandescent, each wattage kind of represented the brightness of the bulb. So 40 watt was about half the brightness of a 60 watt. As light bulbs have become more energy efficient, the real way to measure the brightness or the light output of a light bulb is with a lumen. So that's really what's measuring the amount of light that's coming out of a light bulb. Wattage was kind of an easy way to tie those two things back together. But as light bulb technology has gotten more energy efficient, brightness measured in lumens is really what we're looking for to replace a 60-watt incandescent. So about 800 lumens is what a 60-watt light bulb produces. And whether that's an LED, a halogen, an incandescent, or CFL compact fluorescent, the 800 lumens, or the measure of light output, how bright that bulb is what we would use to make sure that if you're replacing a 60-watt incandescent bulb, you're getting the same amount of light output.
And for the millennials, they'll forever know what a lumen is. But in the meantime, Carmen, would you please keep that little chart on all the boxes?
We will definitely keep that on the boxes. But the kind of a good rule of thumb, so regardless of the technology, so regardless of the type of light bulb that you're using, a 40 watt is going to be around 450 lumens. A 60 watt is going to be around 800 lumens. A 75 watt is going to be around 1,100 lumens, and then 100 watt is going to be around 1,600 lumens. So that will kind of hold true regardless of the technology that you're using, whether that's the older incandescent or halogen, CFL, or LED. Well, that's a good place to start in terms of finding the right brightness.
Well, I tell you, when halogens came out, I became a huge fan of it. I will say that, you know, Jennifer will testify, I really like artwork. And so we have a bit of art hanging in our house, and we always had that half moon incandescent spotlight on there. And boy, when halogen came out, it literally made the art really come alive and add a whole new dimension to it. But I paid the price in what the heat was being generated in the house. Every one of those halogen bulbs, I'd take my little infrared thermal gun and I'd shoot the bulb after it'd been on 10 or 15 minutes. And I mean, those halogens are burning really, really hot. But boy, it's a nice, clean, crisp light. So we evolve from incandescent to halogen. Then the CFLs come out. I've never been a fan of CFLs per se. Jennifer can't live under the fluorescent lighting at all. And then we have this newest evolution, the LEDs.
So we have definitely evolved in about the 125 years since the incandescent bulb was invented back in the late 1800s. From a technology standpoint, go ahead, Rosie.
No, well, and in this latest evolution, I think we've got as good a light without the heat. I mean, it's a win-win all the way around.
It is. And that, you know, we started the conversation around wattage and brightness. A lot of the energy that we were putting into a 60-watt incandescent bulb was coming out as heat. As a matter of fact, more than 90% of the energy or the electricity that we put into an incandescent bulb was coming out as heat. and less than 10% was coming out as visible light.
Less than 10%. 10%. Wow.
Yes. Right. So we were using a lot of energy, but we really weren't getting paid back for it in terms of the visible light, which is really the reason that you're flipping the switch. You don't want to be sitting in the dark. Now, halogen, similar type of story, a little bit more efficient, but still around 90% of the energy going into a halogen bulb really being released as heat, not as visible light. So the newer technologies, LED, so a light emitting diode, is able to get that same amount of brightness. So for a 60 watt, around 800 lumens. But instead of having a lot of that electricity or that energy that we're putting in coming out as heat, it's coming out as visible light. So because of that, we can take 10 watts of electricity, so about versus a 60 watt bulb using about 1/6 of the electricity, but still getting those 800 lumens that you would have gotten from an incandescent bulb. So when we kind of talk about that energy efficiency, what we've really done is to take more of the power, more of the energy that's coming into the bulb and release it as visible light instead of, in the case of halogen or incandescent, where it was coming mostly out as heat. Anybody that's, you know, tried to change a light bulb after you've flipped off the switch knows that there's a ton of heat coming out of a traditional incandescent bulb.
Oh, boy. When we get back, we're going to continue the conversation with Carmen Pastore, Jr., the marketing manager of GE Lighting, joining us by phone all the way from his home base in Cleveland, talking about the science of lighting. And we actually have a question from Frank online. He wants to know, it's actually an incandescent question. So we'll get to Frank right after this little short break. Y'all stay tuned.